back and enjoy the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Broadcast.
Welcome back to Charlie's Geekcast Presents The Adventures of Superman. Our first episode for today, Left to Die, starring Bud Collier as Clark Kent slash Superman. Enjoy.
Presenting the transcription feature, Superman.
Up in the sky, look!
It's a bird! It's a plane! It's Superman!
And now, Superman. When we saw him last, Clark Kent was out on the wing of an airplane, trying to free it of a deadly coating of ice which was sending the ship to certain destruction on the rocky peaks below. The plane was heading westward, carrying Kent and the Andersons toward the North Star Mine, where they hoped to make final contact with the two gold mine swindlers, Pemberton and Deneen. Fearfully, the group in the cabin watched Kent crawl out through the dark and the snow, then a scream from June Anderson. The plane took a sudden, sickening plunge, and Clark Kent vanished. Listen.
June, stop that.
I tell you, he's fallen.
Pilot, do something quick. Hang on. We're going into a tailspin.
We're plunging down.
Goodbye, Clark Kent. For the next few minutes, it's up to Superman. That plane, it's out of control, falling fast. I've got to get under it. What's below us? Looks like the worst part of the Rocky Mountains. Not much time. Here goes.
Pilot, shut off that motor. It's just pulling us down faster.
Oh, no, it's our only chance.
How high up are we?
1,000 feet to go. Less than that. 500.
Oh, we hit something. It's moving down.
We're slowing. We're leveling off. What's happened?
I don't know. We're stopping right in midair.
Look, we've stopped. We stopped moving.
Well, what is it?
I think I'm going mad.
We're on the ground.
Vince. It's not possible. I can't believe it.
Say, was anybody hurt?
Mr. Kent.
Kent, we thought you were gone.
Me? Gosh, no, Captain Anderson. I just hung on by an eyelash until... Oh, say, pilot, that was the neatest landing I ever saw. Congratulations.
Why, Kent, I didn't... What do you mean?
Why, you set her down like a feather in the only level spot for miles. Well, so long, folks. Make yourselves comfortable.
Mr. Kent, where are you going?
To get help or borrow a car. I see lights down the valley away. You ask me, we're mighty close to where we want to be.
Meanwhile, in the light of a flickering oil lamp far down in the cold, damp galleries of the North Star Mine, Pemberton and Deneen raised their heads to listen.
Hey, put that a minute, Bart.
Here.
I hear something.
Here. Someone's coming. Touch the light.
Look, he's got a light himself. It's Bailey.
Oh, all right. Light up again. This way, Bailey.
Say, here's the stuff you sent me into town to get. I brought back something else, too.
What is it?
News. There's a guy just blew in looking for a car. And he's looking for the North Star Mine, too.
What?
Who is he?
Don't know, Chief. But he got here in a plane with two other guys and a girl.
A plane?
Yeah. Cracked up just out of town. So this guy come looking for a car to bring the others back in. He wears glasses and talks like an Easterner.
Wears glasses?
Listen, I'll bet it's that reporter. Clark Kent. Who else? Where is he now, Billy?
Well, by this time, he's probably on his way right here. He's had plenty of time.
Bart, what do we do?
Here. Here's what we'll do. It's our chance to get that Anderson girl for keeps. Bailey, you go back and meet them on the road, just as they get here.
Okay, Chief, then what?
Let me think. Wait a minute. I have it. You tell Kent, he's the one with the glasses, see, that you're the sheriff, and you've been chasing him ever since he left town.
Chasing him? What for?
Now, get this. You say his editor's been calling him on the phone from back east, wants to speak to him right away, and you'll take him to town with you.
But what about the others?
Leave them here. Joe, you and I will handle the girl and whoever else there is. Now, you got that, Bailey?
Listen, what'll I do with this guy?
Can't you guess? Let me make sure it's quiet. and complete.
Okay, I'd better hurry. They'll be here in a minute.
All right, come on, Joe. Run for the elevator. We'll go up on top and wait. Come on, make it fast.
Say, is any one of you folks named Clark Kent?
Why, yes. I'm Clark Kent.
Boy, am I lucky. I'm the sheriff here, Mr. Kent.
Oh?
You're wanted back in town on the telephone. Fellow named White.
Gosh, I wonder what's on his mind.
I think you'd better go, Mr. Kent. It might be important.
Might be. It is, if he telephoned 2,000 miles.
Look, I'll run you back in my car if the other folks want to stay here.
Well, are we anywhere near the North Star mine, Sheriff?
Just about, Fallon, right into it.
Go ahead, Kent. June and I will be safe enough. In case Pamela and Deneen show up, I'll handle them.
Oh, come along if you're coming, young fella. That guy on the phone, Shaw, was in a powerful sweat. Jump right in here with me.
All right. I won't be long, Miss Anderson. Better stay by the car, Captain.
Now, what do you say we build a fire, June? Light up the scenery a little.
All right. I'll look around for some wood. Wait.
What's the matter?
There in the dark. I thought I saw something move.
No.
Oh, no. Let me go.
Hey, what is this? Cotton bug?
I got him. The sailor's out like a lark.
Neat work, Joe. This is the best thing that could have happened.
You think Kent hurt us, Bart?
No, not a chance. And anyway, Bailey's taking care of him. All right, drag her back to the elevator. When this mine blows up, Joe, in less than 10 minutes, every bit of evidence against us will blow up with it. Come on.
Say, what about this, Sheriff? We've been traveling quite a while.
Don't you worry.
Where's the town? Where are we going?
We ain't going. We're stopping right here.
Hey, what's the idea?
Get out, Kent. Go on, move.
But I don't want to get out. Where's the telephone? Say, what's the idea of that gun?
What's the idea of meddling into our affairs?
Your affairs?
Never mind. You sure won't meddle long. I'm going to fix you while Pemberton and Deneen fix their mothers. Now stand up and take it.
Watch what you're doing.
No use trying to run. I see you, and I never miss. Got him, just like that.
That's what you think, Sheriff. See how you like this.
Hey, what the... Get back, who are you?
I'm somebody who's come to give you a lesson in manners. That'll take care of your car, and this will take care of you.
Leaping high in the air, Superman streaks for the entrance of the mine and drops into the inky blackness of the shaft.
Miss Anderson! Miss Anderson! Where are you? What's that? I hear something. I hear them talking. Pemberton and Deneen. Right through the galleries of the mine. That's where they are. What? They're gonna blow it up. No time to find the entrance. I'll just drive straight to it through the solid rock. Here goes!
The last time you'll interfere with the affairs of the North Star Mining Company.
Better get moving, Bart.
Let me go! Let me go!
Don't waste your voice, Miss Anderson.
Come on, Bart. Less than 2 minutes to go. We gotta grab that elevator and blow.
Goodbye, Miss Anderson. In 2 minutes, you and the entire North Star Mine will vanish in smoke and flame. With all the evidence against Joseph Deneen and Bartley Pemberton.
Bart, will you hurry? You want us to get blown up, too?
Au revoir, Miss Anderson. All right, Joe. Quick, run for the elevator. Leaving her there to die when the mine blows up. Only seconds to go now. There, almost in. One more wall to smash through. This'll do it. There.
Oh, help! Let me get out of here, quick!
Miss Anderson, don't worry.
Who are you? I heard you. I thought the mine was falling.
That's just what it will do if we don't get out of here, quick.
No.
Here, I'll just pick you up. Don't be frightened.
Hurry, hurry.
Now, no time to run. Down the gallery and up the shaft in one bound.
Quick! Quick, I hear it! The explosion!
Up! Up, and we're away!
You're sure you're all right, Miss Anderson?
Mr. Kent, I tell you, I saw him. He carried me out of that gallery and up the shaft, right up to where you found me. A tremendous man in a blue costume with a flowing red cape. A Superman.
Oh, now, Miss Anderson, now just take it easy. Here comes your brother. Look who he's got with him, Pemberton and Deneen.
What?
Now then, you swabs, that's all I want from you. I've got you and I got you good. Two cents, I'll give you some more. Now stand still, you two.
Look what I found after the explosion, right near where the shaft was.
It's just broken rock, old rusty bits of rock.
Miss Anderson, that's gold.
Gold?
Yes, it is, pure gold. Here, look. Look at these nuggets. And I saw the vein, too. The explosion opened it up. Well, what do you think of that, Miss Anderson?
You mean the mine is good, after all?
It is now. And all the people who put their money into it, the poor old women that Pemberton thought he'd swindled, well, they'll get it back, and more.
Let me see that.
Stand back, you.
Mr. Kent, I can't believe it. Where are you going?
There's another prisoner out there somewhere. He called himself a sheriff. I'm going to pick him up, and then I'm going to phone my paper about that Superman you saw. It's the best story of the month, Miss Anderson. So long.
Looks as if Clark Kent might have a good deal to explain when he gets back east, when people begin checking up on Superman. But there's another mystery brewing. Another incredible adventure which puts everything else to one side. Be sure you tune in the next installment and follow the story. Tune in with us next time and follow the exciting transcription, Superman.
Up in the sky, look!
It's a bird! It's a plane! It's Superman!
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.
And for our second episode today, we have The Prison Riot, starring Bud Collier as Clark Kent / Superman and Helen Choate as Lois Lane. Enjoy.
Presenting the transcription feature, Superman.
Up in the sky, look!
It's a bird! It's a plane! It's Superman!
And now, Superman. Superman walks the earth and mingles with men as mild, spectacled Clark Kent, news reporter for the Daily Planet. As our story opens today, Superman, in his character of Clark Kent, has just telephoned his story of the North Star Mine to his editor, Perry White. White offers his congratulations and also gives Kent a bit of welcome news. Listen.
I'm all finished out here, Mr. White.
Nice work. Kent, you did a good job with that North Star Mine story. Now, I've got a little surprise for you.
Surprise?
Ever hear of San Miguel Penitentiary? It's a model prison near where you are.
San Miguel? Sure, I've heard of it. So have you, don't you remember?
Remember what?
Well, that's where they sent the Wolf and Kino. The two fellows who tried to wreck that train, the Silver Clipper?
Say, that's right. The Wolf and Kino. Well, if you see them, give them my regards.
Now, what's the idea, Mr. White?
Well, just this, Kent. We've sent Lois Lane out to San Miguel to do a feature story on the modern penitentiary. She's out there now. Join her and bring her back with you. You'll be company for one another.
Oh, gee, thanks, Mr. White.
Forget it. Have a good trip, Kent. Bye.
Goodbye, Mr. White. Operator. Hello, operator. Is there a garage in town where I can rent a car? Yes. Kennedy's? Okay, please connect me.
Hiring a car, Clark Kent heads out at once on the dusty road to San Miguel, 50 miles away. Meanwhile, in the prison itself, a strange unrest has taken possession of the men within the walls. All unknowing, the authorities escort Lois Lane on a tour of the prison. But even as Lois looks down from a window of the warden's office, two men fall casually into step in the exercise yard below. One is Kino. The other, the dark, sinister figure we have come to know as the Wolf.
All right, Kino. Just keep on walking. Not too fast and not too slow.
We can tuck around the corner of the steam plant, boss.
No. Better stay out in plain sight. Get this now, Kino. The break is set for today.
What time?
After supper in the dining hall. It's all arranged.
Hey, boss, what about the tunnel?
Keep quiet about the tunnel, Kino. Do you want to bring Tom, Dick, and Harry in on this?
All right. How far along is it?
Almost done. And so far, no one suspects a thing.
How could they when it's being drilled from the outside? That's what it means to have a guy like the Yellow Mask on your side.
Quiet, quiet. Here's a guard.
Keep moving there. No hanging around in the corners. Come on there, move. You're out here for exercise.
I knew the mask would spring us sooner or later.
Yeah. It's about time, Kino. He's left us alone far too long.
Well, what do you care if he gets us out now?
My friend, there'll be a settlement between me and the mask. I should never have gone to jail at all.
Now, he knows what he's doing, boss. And if you know what's good for you, just take what comes and don't tangle with him.
Don't worry, Kino. If he can use me, I can use him. I'll let him get us out of here, and then we'll see.
Well, what else, boss? They're going to ring the bell right away.
Remember what I say, Kino. Right after supper, before we've marched out, there'll be a disturbance. I've attended to that.
Who's in on it?
All the men we need. Most of them will head for the gates. I've arranged that, too. But you and I and a few more will rush the steam plant.
Well, what's that for?
Well, for one thing, it's close to the walls. For another... Never mind now. There goes the bell.
Hey, boss. Look up there in the window of the warden's office. Hey, what's that Jane doing?
Oh, yes, yes. I understand she's writing up the prison for a newspaper, Kino. Well, if she stays till supper time, she'll have a real story. And that's less than an hour to go.
Less than an hour to go. And all unconscious of the impending prison break, Lois Lane works up the details of her story while the warden offers every assistance.
Anything else, Miss Lane? You've been at it since early afternoon.
Oh, I'm not nearly finished yet, Warden.
Well, you've seen about all there is to see. Aren't you getting hungry?
What time is it?
Very close to supper time.
That's another thing I want to know about. The woman's angle again, Warden. What do the men get to eat?
Good, wholesome food, Miss Lane. Nothing fancy, of course.
Could I watch them? See what they get tonight, for instance?
Well, it's more or less what you'll get yourself, Miss Lane, if you'll be my guest.
Oh, Warden, that's awfully nice of you, but... Well, would it be against the rules if I watched the prisoners in the dining hall?
6 o'clock dinner. Half past five now. I'll tell you what. How would you like to see the infirmary?
Oh, fine.
Well, now, there's just about time. And when you get through there, why, I'll drop you off at the dining hall.
Whatever you say, Warden. Shall we start right along?
Time passes. 10 minutes. 20 minutes. A half hour. And suddenly the quiet routine of the prison is broken by frantic bells and the shrieking wail of the siren.
Warden. Warden, they've overpowered the guards in the dining room, barricaded themselves in.
Clancy, quick. Who's the leader?
The Wolf. Some of them are getting ready to crash the main gates. You better call out the militia. Warn the state police by shortwave. You'd better hurry, Warden.
State police cars 5927. Right at San Miguel Prison. Close all roads leading to and from San Miguel. Stop all cars. Close off entire area. Stand by for further orders. I will repeat. Calling state police cars 5927.
Sirens. State police. Militia. All roads blocked off. And meanwhile, Clark Kent in his hired car speeds northward toward San Miguel through a forest of towering pine. Closer, ever closer, and presently a curious sound in the distance comes over the wilderness to his supersensitive ears. The road makes a sudden turn, and in the twilight he sees men in uniform barring his way. A police whistle stabs the quiet.
Call it up, buddy. This is as far as you go.
Oh, what's the matter, officer? Road blocked?
Yeah, blocked right here. Turn around and head back where you came from.
Why, can't I get through?
Where you bound?
San Miguel. I have a date at the prison.
Yeah, what kind of a date?
Why, I'm a newspaper man. Clark Kent of the Daily Planet.
A reporter, hey? How did you get wind of this so quick?
Wind of what?
Don't give me that stuff. Who told you about the riot at San Miguel?
Riot? When?
Right now, buddy. And we're under orders to stop all cars bound in or out.
Oh, look, officer. I'm sorry, but I've just got to go through.
What's the matter, Def? I said we're stopping all cars. Come to think of it, climb out of that jalopy.
If there's trouble at San Miguel, I just haven't time to stop.
Haven't time? Say, who do you think you're talking to?
I'm sorry. I'd like to stay, but I really can't. So long, officer. If I can't take my car, I'll just make a run for it. See you at San Miguel.
Hey, get that guy, Bill. Chase him. Catch him. Hey, look at him go. Hop on your motorcycle, Doyle.
I'll catch him. He can't play tricks like this on me. Jump in the sidecar.
There he goes, up ahead around that curve.
When I lay my hands on that fresh guy, I'll stretch him out like a rug. Hang on.
You'll be lucky if you even see him, Doyle. He's going like a jackrabbit.
So are we. We'll be hitting 75. My gosh, look. Will you look?
Who is that guy, Doyle? He's leaving us behind like we're standing still.
Why, he's flying.
I'm seeing things. I don't believe it. Look, we're doing 75, 80. And he's getting further away every second. Look at him.
Sorry, boys. I'd like to stay and chat, but I can't do it now. If there's trouble at San Miguel, I've got to be there, and be there in a hurry. Up we go. And faster. Faster.
High over the desolate waste, Superman wings his way toward the gray walls and towers of San Miguel, scene of riot and danger, while inside the prison itself, in the offices of the warden.
Hello. Warden speaking.
Why, yes, Colonel Belknap, but it looks bad. There's about 100 of them milling about the yard. Well, the rest are in the dining hall with their leader. You'll send two companies of militia? Good. Rush them, Colonel. Every moment counts.
Warden. Warden, they're going to rush the front gate. They've got a battering ram.
Two companies of militia are on the way.
There won't be time, Warden. You better call the tower, sir. Machine guns will drive them back.
No guns, Clancy. Warn the guards. I can't shoot them down in cold blood. Try tear gas.
Oh, we have, but there's too much wind for gas. Bullets are the only thing.
No, Clancy. Try tear gas again. Drop it from the roof. Now hurry. They're at the gate. Hurry!
Ah, there's the prison. And there's the riot. That state trooper was right. Well, I think it's time Superman took a hand in this before somebody gets hurt. Down. Down.
Down out of the sky hurtles an amazing figure in blue costume and red cloak. Vaults a high wall, appears out of the tear gas smoke as the screaming convicts mass for a concerted rush on the main gates of the prison, carrying a huge timber as a battering ram.
Come on! Come on! Come on, bring up that timber!
All right, we got it. Grab hold, you guys. It's 20 feet long and 2 feet thick. Come on, let's go.
Hey! Hey, who's that guy? That guy in the red cape. Where'd he come from?
Stop that. Drop that timber.
Rush him. Knock him out of the way.
I said drop that timber. All right. It just means I've got to take it away
from
you.
Hey, what's he doing? What's
he doing? Hey, he's got the timber. He just snatched it loose. Bat, get back, he's crazy. He's swinging it like a baseball bat. Look out. Run back. Run.
Swinging the huge 20-foot timber like a bamboo cane, Superman clears a space before the main gates and drives the screaming, terror-stricken convicts back across the yard and into the cell block, where amazed guards put them swiftly under lock and key. But what of the Wolf and Kino and the handful of convicts still at large? And what of Lois Lane, trapped in the dining hall when the riot broke out? Is she in the clutches of the Wolf? Tune in next time and follow the story. And remember, be sure to tune in the next thrilling installment of the amazing transcription feature, Superman!
Up in the sky! Look! It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.